Hold up, there's a new for me.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio.
Please
note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I seek refuge with Allah, away from Satan, the rejected, the cursed enemy, with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Today is September 1st, the year 2023. You had tuned in to the beginning of our Friday Juma service, which for the first half hour, we pray chapter 18 of the Quran. And at 2 p.m., in about 30 minutes or a little less, we will begin the Friday Kutbah. So at this time here, enjoy the Quran recitation. And at 2 o'clock, in about 25 minutes, we had the first call to prayer. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever, and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. those who won their point said, "We verily shall build a place of worship over them."
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, "They were three, their dog the fourth," and some say, "Five, their dog the sixth," guessing at random, and some say, "Seven, and their dog the eighth." Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, "Lo, I shall do that tomorrow," except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, "It may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this." And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, "It is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place."
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coined for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا
فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them. But theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to His servant the book devoid of all crookedness, an unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tidings that there shall be a good reward. wherein they shall abide forever, and also to warn those who say Allah has taken to himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside him, for if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend his mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remain in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number. So do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this. They remained in the cave for 300 years, and others added 9 more years. Say, Allah knows best how long they remained in it, for only He knows all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, how well He sees, how well He hears. The creatures have no other guardian than Him. He allows none to share His authority. O Prophet, recite to them from the book of your Lord what has been revealed to you, for none may change His words. And were you to make any change in His words, you will find no refuge from Him. Keep yourself content with those who call upon their Lord, morning and evening, seeking His pleasure. And do not let your eyes pass beyond them. Do you seek the pomp and glitter of the world? Do not follow him whose heart we have caused to be heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desires, and whose attitude is of excess. And proclaim, This is the truth from your Lord. Now let him who will believe and let him who will disbelieve. We have prepared a fire for the wrongdoers, whose billowing folds encompass them. If they ask for water, they will be served with a drink like dregs of oil that will scald their faces. How dreadful a drink, and how evil an abode. As for those who believe and do good, we shall not cause their reward to be lost. They shall dwell in the gardens of eternity, beneath which streams flow. There they will be adorned with bracelets of gold, will be arrayed in green garments of silk and rich brocade, and will recline on raised couches. How excellent is their reward, and how nice their resting place. O Muhammad, propound a parable to them. There were two men, of whom we bestowed upon one of the two vineyards, surrounding both of them with date palms and putting a tillage in between. Both the vineyards yielded abundant produce without failure, and we caused a stream to flow in their midst. So the owner had fruit in abundance, and he said to his neighbor while conversing with him, I have greater wealth than you, and I am stronger than you in numbers. Then he entered his vineyard and said, wronging himself, surely I do not believe that all this will ever perish, nor do I believe that the hour of resurrection will ever come to pass. And even if I am returned to my Lord, I shall find a better place than this. While conversing with him, his neighbor exclaimed, do you deny him who created you out of dust, then out of a drop of sperm, and then fashioned you into a complete man? As for myself, Allah alone is my Lord, and I associate.
We should have brothers here doing this. I'm on live on Facebook. I'm getting tired of these people. I'm getting very, very tired of they're making sense. We got to walk around at night time. Brothers ain't here on time. Pitiful. I was the last human to see somebody like Jimmy. This is like a thing with you. If I wrong, may Allah forgive me. If I right, may Allah forgive you. Come together, reminded for his pleasure. We are told to put off other concerns, other engagements, to rearrange our obligations so that Jummah is not interfered with. This is the obligation upon the believers. And the Muslims, particularly the males. Mainly the males. Females do not have the same obligation to Jummah as the males for various reasons. For the male, you should always try to be, just be on time. But to do all. To do the leg work. The males are called to visualize the legs, the feet, the legs, to carry the inside, the society, the woman, to be accountable and responsible. Alhamdulillah. But we don't quit. We don't stop. We don't slow down. Can't do it. And inshallah, won't do it. If for no other reason than this. There are too many that came before us that paid a serious price for us to be here relaxed. And we can't stop because Allah says to use everything He has given us in this life to secure us a home in the afterlife. So we can't stop. We can't stop because those coming after us are dependent upon us to leave them something, and those before us left us something. We are in debt, so we can't stop. So we may get upset, we may get angry, may get a little frustrated, but for the believer, that turns into fuel to feed their soul. Allah is all merciful, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. We seek Allah's mercy in all that we do. Alhamdulillah. The talk today is going to be centered around the power of Scripture. We have our books. They have power in them. But the power in our Scripture is in us using logic. Us having a rational base. Faith. Not just faith, but our faith has a rational base to it. A rational base. A rational foundation. Paul says here in the Quran, in Surah 25, verse 43 and 44, Allah says, Allah says, see you such a one as take God his own passion or impulse? Could you be a disposer of affairs for him? Or think you that most of them listen or understand? They are only like cattle. Nay, they are worse astray in past. Started by Allah al-Azim. Allah is saying that, do you not see the other eye in the at the cartel, a lazy. The one that takes for his God his own passion for him. Dear believers, a constant objective of goal. Kubar's son, right, Talib, given that the new Islamic Center, our teachings, is it has a goal in our teachings. A constant theme in one way or the other is in our colleagues and my coupons. And that goal is to always have something in our coupon that is addressing to heal the evil effects of American slavery. Whatever we do, whatever we teach, if it's ever bad task, something will be put in there to help deal with the lingering evil effects of American slavery. For this master, and for other masters, it may be a different focus, right? And that's not saying they're wrong, just that our focus is, and the folks we're looking at and dealing with, right? We have to be wise and include something in everything we do to deal with that problem, because that's a big problem still, right? Yeah. And so our teaching is mainly for Christian African Americans, but also at the same time in their same cook for their same talk will be something for healing the whole of America. Because this is our home. No, and there were three words that we inherited, many words that we inherited from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He told us what Islam was. He gave us three words. He said freedom, justice, and equality. Freedom, justice, and equality. Well, he told us, right? Those
three words must be in every coupon we give, every tallying we do, it must be involved in it. Freedom, something for us to get our freedom, to get our justice, and to receive our equality. Otherwise, you're missing the people. You're in the cloud someplace. So, we African Americans were told, and it's still true, that that phrase, freedom, justice, and equality, was our way of getting our due in this society. Because the other letter, it was freedom, justice, and equality together equal Islam. And we were told our people that Islam is the answer to all this trouble we've been through as a people. It hasn't changed. It's still true. So that phrase, freedom, justice, equality, is unapologetically instilled constantly as an objective or goal in the Kufar sermons and Tallin's teaching given at Mirror of Life London Center intentionally as a healing for our people's minds from the evil effects of American slavery. Our people, even with the big cars, the big houses, right, the big fat bank payroll, still struggle with the ugly past that haunts our psyche, our soul. Also, the lingering evil effects of slavery also haunt Caucasians, a.k.a. white folks. The number one reason why white folks strongly resist critical race theory is because it utilizes a scientific approach for analyzing the negative savagery of their ancestors from which they are still benefiting and we are still suffering from. They say, no, we can't bring that up. You're going to pull the cover off the whole scheme. Plus, you're going to make our little chickens feel bad in the classroom because they don't know how ugly the past was, that they, too, have been benefiting. So we have an obligation. So, and a challenge, I should say, that as Muslims who are descendants of American slaves is in us following the disciplines of the Quran while administering the healing for America, social ills, for all Americans. Understand that, dear believers. If you have come through the thinking of this community, knowing where we came from as a people and the current state of this society, we have an obligation. The Quran says, use hikmah. Use beautiful preaching, right? It's telling the same thing. We must know the disciplines for addressing the problems that still exist. You say, oh, brother, the problems don't still exist. The problems don't, everything's okay. Read the numbers. Who's the biggest one in prison? Who got the most, in percentage-wise and percentage number-wise, who got the most AIDS? Who got the most COVID, right? Check the numbers out. Who are the ones giving less to the organ donor, the number one in the line to receive organs? It's us. Because there's these lingering effects that no one don't want to talk about. And guess what? We don't want to talk about it. That's good. You give other channels to talk about it. And they offer a Islamic resolution to all the ills in society. We can't keep saying we got the best. Allah is Akbar. Allah is God. We got the best. And we ain't applying. We ain't putting it out there. They said they can beat their guns. That's the best. So again, our challenge as Muslims who are descendants of our American slaves is our following the disciplines of El Quran while administrating the healing for American social ill for all Americans. We have a medicine or remedy that other people do not have. So what is that remedy, right? What is that medicine that we have? Our remedy is we have a unadulterated but virgin-born understanding of Allah's law. We, the African American Muslims, against the Imam Debbie Muhammad's right, to his father, to Imam Muhammad, we have a unadulterated but yet virgin-born understanding of Allah's law, of the Quran, and the life model of the Uswa, his character, or Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have it. We have it in audio form. We have it in book form. We have it in our heart. We have it in our minds. And we can't keep holding it in to ourselves. We got to share it with the world. We have understandings and insights of Islam that has not been tainted by Arabism. Hasn't been tainted by Africanism. It hasn't been tainted by Americanism. The Islam that we have and we have received, and through Imam Muhammad's teaching mainly, has not don't have the fingerprint or the rubber stamp from Arabia, from Africa, from China, from America. Why? It's virgin born. It's virgin born. In other words, no man had to say, Wallace, when you go teach that, let me go make sure it was okay. That didn't happen. Well, I'm saying that they don't want to say, hey, the girls, when you teach that today, let me make sure it's what I want you to say today. We don't have that. And then you tally into tally, Jimmy after Jimmy, not just here, nationwide. And you hear this approach to the same book that's been around for 1,000 years, right? The same info been around for 1,000 years, they say, well, where did you get that from? You don't hear them say that wrong. The ones who say that don't know nothing. The ones who know something, they say, wow, I ain't thinking about that. They're turning on lights in my book, in the church, in the synagogue, and in the masjid. So, virgin-born understanding. Conceived, yet untouched by man, unadulterated insights that man can't change. This special blessing is giving the human family the power of Scripture. When you hear Imam Muhammad teaching, you hear your students give their tafsir, the commentary on long-standing Bible verses and Quran verses, you can say, they are turning on lights that we didn't know were ready to be turned on. And we appreciate it. Because we are using logic and with a rational base, faith. In other words, if it don't make sense, we don't want it. We don't even want to touch it, let alone smell it or put it in our mouth. Because it doesn't make sense. Imam Muhammad told us, like in 82, he said, that's the beauty of our religion. Our religion is not a spiritual religion without a strong rational base or without a strong rationale for everything we do. We're not interested in coming into religion and just feeling good, just shouting, just singing songs, or just thinking, thinking, thinking. There's no rational base to it. It's no good for us. Imam Muhammad spoke further on this concept in 1988 in L.A. He said, everything that is asked of us in this religion has a rational base. Basis. It's our basis. But it is not for us to understand it all. None of us are qualified to find a rational basis to everything, but everything has a rational base. So do what is told to you and understand that whatever is told to you in this religion is not based on
nothing that is asking you in this religion is acting upon magic or superstition. So when you are asked to whisper the Adhan in, or the name of God in the right ear and the Fatiha in the left ear of your baby at the moment of his birth into this world, then do it with faith. Understand, again, this is not based upon superstition or any kind of witchcraft or magic. Everything that is taught begins with a rational foundation. Though we ourselves are blessed or not blessed to fully know and understand, but everything in our religion has a rational base, a rational foundation. So that's our topic. We're pushing on that. Power in scripture is in logic, a logical approach, having a rational based faith. Since childhood, right? Little toddlers, we were sensitized to believe in untruth. You better be good, or the boogeyman's going to get you. Right, remember that one? No one told us, was he tall, short, black, white? They just, the way they said it, scared as they, oh, my goodness. Santa Claus, right, Tooth Fairy. So what's the problem with that? You are sensitizing the brain to believe in untruth at a young age. And the only power that the boogeyman had was what you gave to it from your irrational mind. No logic there, right? No faith-based rationale there. It was just irrational going on, and you gave yourself to an untruth. Problem for many people of faith is that this same irrational method of thinking follow us into our adult life and even to our adult worship. Oftentimes, this irrational thinking taints and haunts our understanding of scripture, because we're used to reading about fairy tales as being true. Then when you get to read the word of God, that same thinking process causes problems, because you're reading now parables and allegories, and you can't differentiate between what is real and what is not real. So you can't get the power of the scripture. You can't get the power of the word, because you still got that mind that you were fed as a small child to believe in untruth. So in our ongoing struggle to use Al-Islam as the best means for getting freedom, justice, and equality, we want to take a look at the state of health of our logical mind. What is the state of health of your logical mind? We ask yourself that question. Do we have strong, healthy logic? Do you have strong, healthy reasoning? When you read the Quran, when you read your sacred text, when you hear about religion, do you have a strong, healthy, logical mind to say, well, is that literal or is that allegorical? We have to sincerely ask ourselves, is my logic and reasoning weak, weakened by superstitions, or is my reason and logic really grounded in the Quran? There are many Muslims around the world who believe in what they call the evil eye. I was in the Middle East in 2008 and buying little souvenirs, and they had the little round circle about that big. It made ceramic. It had a little black dot in the middle. It had blue and white circles around it. I said, that's cute. You know, I guess all of them, right? And they told me it was the evil eye, but I guess I'm buying souvenirs. And when I came back, a brother who I know, good brother, well respected for the Middle East, you know, I showed it to him, right? And I say, I got this here, but I want to give it to one of the gifts. Oh, no, no, don't give it. Don't give it to someone. And I can see him kind of like, you know, backing away from it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This grown man, well-respected in the community, he see this piece of glass, what's that big around? You go online, look up the evil eye, and they were like, he was like kind of stuck from it. I'm like, how can you do that? You are giving a partner to Allah. The evil eye, they believe in that. Just an American problem, is around the world. people with grasp ideals don't fully understand it, they try and force their brain to accept it, and that's wrong. That's wrong. You can't have that and be successful if you believe it. You will never get the power of the Word of God with a brain like that. As the man Muhammad said, that's the beauty of our religion. Our religion is not a spiritual religion without a strong rational base, or without a strong rationale for everything, everything we do. Don't accept illogical thinking, your beliefs. Our Prophet Muhammad said, Allah will accept. Forces have told one of his honored companions. He said, to everything, there is a central motor that allows it to work and allows it to be. Everything has like a central motor, right? Like your car got a motor, right? The clock's got a motor, right? It says there is a central motor that allows it to work. And the true motor of the believer is the intellect. Yes? And to everything, there is a foundation. And the foundation of a believer is the intellect. And to everything, there is a pillar upon which it stands. And the pillar upon which Islam itself stands is the intellect. And to every person, there ought to be an objective. And the objective of a true believer is the intellect. And to every merchant, there is a commodity. And the commodity of diligent, striving Muslims is the intellect. And to every home, there are people that are responsible and accountable. And in the homes of the true believers, it is the intellect that holds everyone to account, and that holds to which, responsibility is owed. And to each people, there is a limit and a genealogy. And for the true believers, their true limit and genealogy is the intellect. And for every journey, if we are not using the brain, the aqua, right? If we're not using our brain, then we are not being the Muslim Allah made for us to be. If you're not using thinking, you're not rational, you're not processing information. You heard Muslims say all the genie is in the dog. You heard it before? The genie is in the dog. Show me the logic for that. Show me the rationale for that. All the genie is in the forest. All right, one sister, she was serious when she asked. I went home and I opened that door up. I know that genie was over there in the corner. Where's your logic, sister? What's your rationale for that? Our religion is not supposed to be that way. You would not get the beauty, the richness that Allah intends for us to get with a mind that's superstitious, a mind that's mystified, a mind that's all the time looking for something heavy. And what it means by heavy is they don't know what it means. Oh, man, it was heavy. It was deep. They try to say, I didn't get it. That's not our religion. Look that way. But, it is a serious difficulty when we are told that a concept or someone's understanding is part of the religion. It don't make full sense, right? You got a concept, it don't make full sense. If someone ran down to it, it made full sense. It goes against the picture, the nature, right? The picture. Yet we force our minds to accommodate inconclusive concepts as being a literal event. That's a problem in religion. By saying the word of God, we're going to force it. The genius in the thought. You're going to force that. And the fellow said, yeah, there's a hadith. And I read it too. Said Rasulullah, he pointed at the moon and the moon split. You probably read it yourself. And the brother we heard, and he was serious. He said, yeah. He said, Nassar proved that there was a crack. And then read the whole hadith. It says the moon split
then there was a mountain in this place. You take that literal? It must have been a big mountain. And you said it here on earth, and you said the moon split, and the mountain was there. You mean the mountain has to be three of the moon. Is that logical? Is that rational? No, it's not. It's not. Because sometimes we heard things that we have digested it and thought about it and we invested in it, though it didn't fully make sense. And when someone like me comes, they just come bam in your face with it. It's kind of like, oh, don't do that because I have invested in something I don't fully understand. And if you're smacking it in my face, how dare you do that? Because it doesn't make sense. Don't make sense. You know it don't make sense. You say, I'm getting a lot. I like to do what you think. That's a cop-out. You know that's true. That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out. You must have logic and must have a rational-based faith, and we would get more from the Quran than we ever would get believing in oops, things we can't really justify with our logical mind. Quit trying to make parables into actual events. Quit obligating your mind to believe in something that goes against nature. That goes against the other. Quit doing that. Don't do that. We have the Quran. The Quran is the best, honey. The Quran says that. Surah 39, verse 23. Allah says, Allahu nazzala as-sana al-kitab, al-kitab, no, al-hadith, kitab. Allah has brought down a beautiful hadith, excellent hadith in the book. And when the Quran was completed and revealed to Rasulullah from the Lost of Lady Salem, it was complete. There were no possessions of hadith. There was no Sahih Muslim, there was no Bukhari, and all those. Those came at least 150 years after the Prophet was signed. Huh? You got to know that. And now, so when we read those hadith, and there's some difference, right? Sahih Muslim, Bukhari, and you highly respect them. So Allah says, this Quran is the hadith. So before you go grabbing something from the other hadith that came a century and a half or 2 centuries after, before you go grab that, read back and say, does it match with the Quran? Because the Quran is the hadith, according to what God says. And Allah says he will protect the Quran. There's no protection for the hadith except for the Quran itself. If it can't come back and be verified or correlated with the Quran, then you have to let it go. You know, superstitions are hard to let go. I remember when I let go of superstitions. It was a fight, 13. Superstition, true story. I was scared all day long. I was petrified all day long. And I literally walked out in front of the car almost. Poor blew a horn. I said, what am I doing? Giving myself so much to a falsehood until I almost came to let us hear those who follow our sources, the Quran and the character of Muhammad, the Uswa. Because I know they say the Sunnah. You want to say Sunnah, that's fine too. Because the Quran says, you have in the messenger of Allah a beautiful pattern of conduct. Uswa hasanatin. Uswa is character. Hasanatin, excellent, most beautiful. You have that in Rasulullah, from the Lady said. Anything else, it has to be judged by those standards. And if you don't meet those standards, please don't try and justify it in the name of the Islam. Quit doing that, you admit. Quit doing that. And when we come to that point there, then we still have obligations. Like Harry taught me to do. Harry,
if Harry Tubman been down the plantation, she could have stayed. So she said, I made it, I'm out of there, right? Did she do that? No. She went back again and again and again. And sometimes she went back, some of her own family, she said, I'm back to get you. They said, oh, no. Master, good job. We ain't leaving here. She said, yeah, but it's freedom out there. It's like she lost her mind. Did Moses go back to Pharaoh? Did Muhammad go back to Mecca? Yeah. Did the Bible say, did you go back to Bethlehem? Did they all go back? We got to go back. We got to go back to our people. Teach. Find the hikmah. Find the wisdom. Don't go in there and offend them. Don't go in there and talk down against their religion. You show them the beauty of Islam. Show them, give them the Quran. Tell them about Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do that. You want to show up on Judgment Day, love and blessings you got in the wisdom, and they say, it says, the prophet said, the best of you is what? Who learns the Quran, then do what? Teach it. You want to be the one that learns the Quran and look like a teacher? And you see crime going up every day? Abortion all over the place? Crazy sex acts all over the place? You every day just keep taking over here all the blessings of Islam and of the Quran, and you're not going back out there to help somebody with it? Get that hair, get up and spirit. Go back, she went back into the hell hole. Not one, I don't want to kind of forget. Yes. You know what they say? They said, they give her, she's an old lady now, right? She's old. And they're going to give her a pension and everything from the Civil War, because she helped the Civil War soldiers fight the Confederates. And they talked to her father and said, how many slaves did you free me? You see, Dragon said, you free 300 slaves. What did she say? She said, I freed 300. She said, I could have freed a lot more if I could only have convinced them they were slaves. So now, bring it to this day and time. You get all this Islam in you, right? And you could, and you ain't gonna go back to your people where you came from. You know the hood, you came out of the hood. Well, you one of those that come out of the hood where you came from. You can go back to where you came from, and they're gonna do you the same way how they did Harriet Tubman. They can say, oh, no, we gotta go on this. We just teach you, have faith. It ain't your job to make them from the where the ESI job to go teach them about Islam. And don't take them no superstition, no hocus pocus. Take them sound, rational, reasonable. Alhamdulillah. Our Lord grant us good in this life. Grant us good in the life to come. And mercy upon our souls. Amen. All your life in the next dependent of Jean, just in life and King. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, there's a lot of Muslims that are pretending, listen, life, an issue here, as minor but as big at the same time. And we have cameras all over the place, okay? And we have lights most of the place. And so, I just looked at my phone. Tuesday when the sun came up, and I get a little message, and there's someone standing at our door. It's 12:15 in the morning. So I zoomed in on it. It's a female, and she stood there, but that's on my phone, so I came here the next day and looked on the bigger cameras. I said, whoa, we got a problem. This side of the building here, she didn't drive it to the driveway. She came walking around the side of the building at 12 at night, midnight, 12:15, right? Looking in the garage, small door, she didn't go in. And then the light came on, she got out here on this corner, right here, the light came on. And then she went around and looked on that side of the garage. Yeah. Okay. So we got different cameras. There's one camera turning it off and another camera. She came to our main door to throw off home in, and she stood there and she raised her son. Maybe a half a minute. She got a pistol pair in her hand to write it down. See, I'm not suspicious, right? Because it's kind of like, hey, I am suspicious because it's midnight, you know. But I'm like, maybe she gonna come back or whatever, right? So then she turns around and go down the steps, and then once she get down the steps, you know, we had numbered the steps. We're gonna change our steps, right? Because they're kind of raggedy. So we had numbered them. So when we put them back, you know the number to follow, right? And she did this, and she looked at all the numbers. Okay, look at these numbers. Look at these numbers. I said, she got a minute left. Then she got to the bottom of the steps, turn around, and write that down. She go down on the wheelchair around. She get up there around. She had the same sign on this door, the same sign on that door. She read that sign, too. And she takes the more notes. I'm like, in this day and age, he has the mass shooting in Washington, D.C. got a bomb threat last week. Another mass shooting got a bomb threat. Last week, we got 9/11 next week. You know, what kind of fight that we're going to have, huh? And about 2 weeks. Long story short, you know, we call the police, they made a report and all that. But it's like, we're going to try to know. And we have a weekend school getting ready to start again. We have other meetings. We have classes on Sunday morning. And sometimes the sisters be out there in the garden by themselves. So we can't wait. This is the main thing, brother. We're going to wait, you know, until something happens. And then come in here mad, a bullhorn, a cussing, because somebody has done something. Now, we can't stop everything. But we have to be aware. You have to be vigilant. You have to be on top of things. And so I'm just giving you information just so you'll know. For those on my email, yes, I sent you the picture of it because she, at one time, she stopped on the ramp and she looked up there. There's the camera with the light right in her face. So we got a real good job of it. You know what she did after that? Got to pay it out and look that down too. So she got problems. So if she got problems, we got problems. You said last week, food's going to have no problem. Food's going to have a problem. Yeah. So I'm just saying this so we know. Everybody knows. We're on Facebook. We need to know that. You cannot relax. You cannot go to sleep. You can't go on vacation. Because all it takes is just one food, one time, to do something really bad. And maybe 100 foods, just take one of them. To act out, and you got a political climate that's not helping. And they look at Muslims different. So we have to be very careful, very careful. So may Allah keep us vigilant, keep us on guard. Brothers, sisters, and the children. You got to teach our children how to be on guard. Something right. Something that looks like. So to have someone. Just to get this right here, if you found somebody outside your house where you live at 1215 with a notepad, what you going to do? If you going to do something, something's going to happen. Who is a stranger to? Taking notes? No, you can't help. Even if they're knocking on your door and say, hey, sir, I'm going to be outside the house for a few minutes, taking notes. No, you are not. Okay, then here's a mask here. You have to just to the mayor of our vessels, protect us. And let you know, sir, I mean, you come. I'm coming to select.
I'm not going to select.
Make our lines straight. Follow each other. The rest of the world is saying, the last of the world is starting to come. Allah, I trust.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق يكرم ربك الأكرم الذي علم بقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الله أكبر سمي الله كل من حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا حاكم التكاسى حتى زرتم المكابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لا تعلمون ما يكون فتعرضون جاهين ثم لا تعرضون حال يكين ثم لا توصلون يا ما يبين لله سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين من أسماءكم آمين
Okay, we can see September 10th, the Battlefield for Security, yes. 10:30 and 13, that's for the weekend school, because the bus should be here until, at Trump, 15:30. You have to hold 4.5 hours later, if you understand it. Is Mama coming soon? Yes. Mama, Muslim American, dragon situation. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, she said something about the clear because she came. She came with a few kids that you went back home. So, I thought she was going to call him home, but she wanted to go. The food garden, we get our garden greens, and what else? tomatoes, and strawberries. And plus, it's free, so you have to sell. And we have a very good friend, brothers of ours, brother Serene, he's in Las Vegas now, on a sale note. He came up to a funeral, but his nephew, you know, he heard the news like 11 years before he was shot at the Denver's last week. Yeah, that's his nephew, so make a deal out for the family. So, any more announcements?
Your presence,
please,
Son.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, brother Preston. Okay, yeah.
Holiday weekend.
Holiday weekend? All right. Well, we can be, yeah, the money today for the holiday. The holy day, we call it a holy day. Okay, so it's Sunday, 8 o'clock, and 10:30 for the music class. Okay, yes, sir, 8 o'clock. So, George, you going to be here, 8 o'clock? You going to be your biggest crowd, your biggest crowd? No? All right. As-salamu alaykum. Okay, Facebook people, so you are as-salamu alaykum. Thank you.